"Should you like to be a companion, Margaret Anne?" Sister Mary Gregoria asked. Since I was not sure what that meant, I did not know how to respond. "This will give you so many more opportunities," Sister Catherine said, her face bright with happiness. "It is exactly what I would have wished for you, Margaret." I knew that she would only tell me the truth, so I nodded. Then I turned to look at Sister Mary Gregoria and presented her with a very large smile. "I should love to be a companion," I said. And so it was that I set forth to the city that afternoon with Sister Catherine as my chaperone.
My mum used to say that we shouldn't have a dog because we live in a flat. Then a few years ago, Dad bought me a puppy for my 9th birthday, a golden retriever. I called her Red. She was great. Red. Not because we're communists, but Red, like the women with flaming hair in gangster films. Mum was pretty mad at Dad for buying the dog. When they thought I wasn't listening, they had a real old tiff about it. But after a couple of days, Mum accepted Red. In fact, she loved her as much as I did. Things were brilliant for a while. I used to get home from school, all set to take Red to the park, and find Dad playing the trumpet to her in the kitchen. Red had been leaping about, barking. Dad said he was teaching her to sing, and that when she was good enough, they'd go on the telly and do an act on one of those daft shows like Become a Star, or whatever they're called. He's a professional musician. Really brilliant jazz he plays, and in those days he was doing well and had plenty of work. Anyway, Dad used to dress Red in Mum's apron, or a tea towel, or whatever was to hand, and then he'd do an impersonation of being on the show. He'd act all daft and tongue-tied, introducing himself and Red, about to do their spot. Mum and me would fall about laughing. Red just kept barking, getting excited and puzzled, which made us laugh all the more.
Lots of the children from my class at school were evacuated then, to Bexhill in Sussex. Mum says she can't think why they think it's safer there. If the Germans invade, it's the first place they'll arrive. Then, in May, Betty's parents got all nervous and packed her off to her Aunt Sally's in Devon. Maggie's my best friend. She'd always said her family would never send her away, until last Friday she suddenly mentions casually she's off to Northampton, till I don't know when. She might as well be going to the moon as far as I'm concerned. So here I am, all on me ownio, and feeling really fed up and lonely. That's why, for the first time ever, I've decided I'll keep a diary. I'm going to write down my real feelings about the awful, frightening war in this old exercise book. If I haven't got Mags, Alison or Betty to talk to, at least I'll have some way of giving vent to my thoughts and feelings. So I'd better tell you about my family and where we live. I'll make a start with the house. Summerfield Road runs beside a steep railway embankment, about 3/4 of a mile from the town centre in Lewisham, and we live at number 47. It's all terraced houses round here, and I suppose our street is just the same as lots of others, except I like ours best.
I shall never have a child out of wedlock, for fear of Papa's anger. Uncle John forbade Kate to speak of it to anyone, so I dare not tell Aunt Nell, but have told Maggie. Aunt Mary teased me again about my distrust of horses. To prove her wrong, I rode the big bay, but fell off onto some hay, which made them all laugh. Even Aunt Nell laughed, which disappointed me greatly. If I never ride a horse again, 'twill be too soon.